at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a DM. We'll, you know, turn it around and see if we can help you out with something maybe that is in your life as we dive into the DMs. Kelly, got this one?
Yep, we got this from Janet. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your help with something. When my wealthy but frugal sister visits...
Oh, that's a statement.
He stays with me, expects me to pick her up at the airport, eats my food, drives my car, uses my washer and dryer, and goes out daily with her friends for meals, but doesn't take me or my family to dinner, despite the fact she makes twice as much as my husband and I combined and has no kids.
Mm.
She treated my parents the same when they were alive. My husband's had enough, wants me to tell her to stay in a hotel, but she is all the family I have.
Mm.
So how should I address this with her before her next visit?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is kind of tough when you know, you're like, you can afford all this.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be putting you up. But it sounds like she's taking the whole, hey, we're family thing as... yeah, a little bit like too far, maybe.
Right. Which, yeah, I don't know. I would never. So, you know, whenever my sister visits, of course, you know, she's got a big family, three kids with her husband. And, you know, we will kind of offer to each, you know, we always, if they're making the effort to come to us,
mm-hmm.
we kind of usually pay for them. You know, we offer to pay for some meals. We'll split a lot of it, but, you know, we'll offer to pick up some stuff, and they always stay with us. And we go grocery shopping to make sure we have the stuff that the kids love. We, you know, have their favorites in the house. I mean, I think that's, as a host, that's what you do, right?
So
I think you expect them to pay for a bunch of stuff when they're coming to see you.
So you're kind of telling Janet to shut up and bear it.
Maybe.
You know,
a little bit like hey. I get that you think there's some, you know, a difference in what everyone makes and that kind of stuff. But when she's a guest in your house, I feel like you accommodate her. If you go visit her, she can return the favor.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one thing that we don't know is, Janet, have you ever taken your entire crew over to visit your wealthy but frugal sister?
Yeah, I don't know. And then how does she treat you guys? Does she kind of
Do you guys have to stay in a hotel? Or are you able to go to her house and stay in her house? Or, you know, assuming she has a house. Man. Yeah, because I could see, okay, if that is not equal, if you are staying in a hotel and you're not being treated the same by your sister when you visit her.
I could see that.
I could see you getting a little miffed and going, hey, okay, well, what about, I mean, we have to pay for ourselves when we go visit you, and we have to pay for you when you visit us. I don't see where the break is here.
Yeah. That's a question we need answered. Like, how are they treated if they go to her house?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with you, Kelly, where it's like, if you're the host, then you host. And that's part of a host's duty. And it's not necessarily on your sister to pay for everything.
Jacqueline says, though, she's staying at her sister's house for free, so I feel like she should show some appreciation and take them out maybe one time.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think, I think it would be appropriate to, as the sister, say, hey, you know what? I got dinner. Let's all go out to dinner. I'll buy, you know.
Yeah.
But how do you suggest that to a sister who just doesn't offer it?
That's where it gets a little dicey. But, you know, like in our situation, they have to drive like 8 hours to get to our house. That's a lot of gas money. It's a lot of effort. So we take that into consideration, I think. You know, we're not going to make them drive all that way, roll up, and then, like, you know, offer to pay for us. We're staying out with, you know? It just doesn't feel right.
Well, yeah, but obviously the sister doesn't get that. Like she doesn't get it. It sounds like, you know, and I know, you know, family, blood's thicker than water, and, you know, family comes first, and she's all you have now. And I'm sorry to hear that.
But. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's the other thing. Do you want to, you know, risk damaging
and
then maybe even affecting how much she visits? Yeah. I mean, she that may deter her from being like, fine, well, I'm not going to show up anymore.
Yeah, maybe you start by like offering to split some things.
Okay.
I don't know. Like if she's coming in and you're picking her up from the airport and say, hey, or maybe before she comes to visit, say, hey, I want to plan out some meals. You know, we'll do, you know, Friday night. Can you plan on Saturday night? And just kind of put it out there like, and hey, I want you to plan on Saturday night something for us to eat, you know? Right. And so either she then goes out and goes grocery shopping and buys it, and, or you go out to dinner and it's on her. I don't know. And I think that's in my perfect world what could happen.
I think it could be very telling too. Like if they're talking about like picking restaurants, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, we'll get Friday, you get Saturday, and then we'll see you like what kind of restaurant they pick. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe sis is like picking a really nice swanky restaurant for when, you know, they're paying.
Right.
And when she's put the bill, you know, we're going to go get something a little bit
cheaper. Yeah. Let's go to Jack Fry's. I really like that. That's a great place. And then, oh, you know what? You know what? Guys, I don't want to do another fancy dinner. How about for my night, you know, we just like grab some burgers at like, you know, Wendy's or something.
How about we just go through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A?
Well, anyways, hey, hopefully you can navigate this. You know, appreciate you reaching out and hopefully, you know, it all works out in the best. But yeah, you know what? If she's your family, you want to. Let's keep the lines of communication open and let's not do anything to really.
You don't want to rock the boat too much, but, yeah. And then, you know, affect how much she wants to visit.
For sure. All right. There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show.